Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
One show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great week where there is hope that things may go, well, better for our country, for the world, for people who live in this great country than they went last week. We begin the week with some pretty good news. Good news about vaccine effectiveness and the FDA and approval of vaccines. We'll be talking later in the show to Heather McDonald, a very prominent conservative thinker, not only about the fact that vaccines appear to be on the upsurge. That is both with good news scientifically and good news in terms of more and more people getting vaccinated, giving hope of achieving something like herd immunity and actually curbing the idea of a permanent pandemic, which nobody wants. We'll also be talking to Heather about a new survey. Is it really good news that suggests that America's incarceration rate, the number of people who are in prison, has dropped very dramatically, dropped to its lowest point in 25 years? Why? And is that good news or is it terrible news? Speaking of dropping, President Biden's approval rating has taken a real dive. The administration is now trying ardently and urgently to recover the president's standing. And there are many people, including people sympathetic to President Biden, who think that may be too late. What does the future mean as far as that's concerned? And what about the future to a native land acknowledgement? You may have had some of this near you. It's been all over the Seattle area, and I believe in the state of Oregon as well, and probably spreading to the rest of the country, where you begin a public meeting, you begin any kind of gathering by saying, we want to acknowledge that this land really belongs to the Duwamish people. Is this a useful addition to American life? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. And I will tell you, there is something also here in the Northwest that I think we can agree on all sides of the political spectrum, on every side of the racial divide, of every side of the religious divide. Doesn't matter who you are. This stinks. This is lousy. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the dueling demonstrations and brawls and gunshots and violence and property destruction that occurred from two factions, both of which are despicable almost beyond description. They are two factions in Portland. And yeah, Portland has a lot of problems. But over the weekend, yesterday, in fact, Sunday, the headline in the Seattle Times says, opposing Portland rallies bring clashes between protesters. Honest to God, with everything we have going on in the country and trying to keep an economy on track, trying to to make some headway against a pandemic, you have this pandemic of stupidity between Antifa and the Proud Boys. And what's fascinating to me is the way they describe this in the Seattle Times. They start out by saying opposing rallies in Portland on Sunday drew hundreds of people. Well, maybe a total of 300. And sparked clashes between far-right and anti-fascist protesters. Is that a fair description? Far-right protesters on the one hand, which is kind of a pejorative term, and I think deservedly so. But then they describe Antifa as anti-fascist protesters. Who can be opposed to anti-fascist protesters? These, why not call them what they are? They're anarchist protesters. They are Marxist protesters. And I know it sounds contradictory to be both Marxist and anti-fascist, but they are. And in any event, at least they claim to be anti-fascist. I at least think they have more sympathy and more identification with the fascist cause than any deep opposition to it. This is what it sounded like when the Antifa and the crowd in Black Bloc launched fireworks and other projectiles at the Proud Boys and right-wing protesters who had gathered outside a U.S. bank in Portland. What had happened is the Proud Boys and the people who were demonstrating in behalf of what they call political prisoners, who are the people who had rioted at the Capitol building on January 6th. Yeah, that's who they were honoring. They had originally planned to come downtown, and then they were going to have a confrontation downtown. So the Proud Boys people moved their rally to a former Kmart parking lot that had initially been planned for downtown, but the right-wing protesters told a reporter that they had moved it to the Northeast Portland location to try to avoid clashes. Didn't matter. The clashes followed them in the presence of Antifa. Listen to what it sounded like. One. Okay, sounds like a good time was had by all, right? What do you accomplish with this? If anybody thinks that this is a worthwhile undertaking for either side, give me a call, 1-800-955-1776, and explain to me the thinking or even the emotion that leads to this crap. Can you imagine how disgusted the police must be with this? Then gunshots. Listen, number two. We are not talking about the Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul. This is Portland. Fortunately, that guy was arrested who was firing those shots, and no one was injured. But then a mother crashed into a news conference in Portland and had this to say, rather emotionally. This is 18.
Antifa Black Bloc are the ones who threw bombs, mortars, and pepper spray at me, and peppered me and my children. My baby girl, 8 years old, nearly was hit in the face with an explosive by white people dressed up in all black, attacking me and my family. It is not the Proud Boys. And you, the city of Portland, and everybody who supports them, needs to know this. My black children.
Okay, I'm glad her story has gotten out there. I'm not glad any of this happened. I mean, how can you be? Later, shots were fired, reports the Seattle Times, near demonstrators downtown. Dustin Brandon Ferreira, a left-wing activist, told the Oregonian he was with others Sunday evening when a man used a slur against a black man in the group and then fired multiple rounds in their direction. Does this help our country in any way? And why didn't the police take a more active role in stopping it early? We will get to land acknowledgments and more insanity before we get to the good news. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael MedVet Show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, today is the day that finally the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, has granted a full, complete, unequivocal approval to the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. And I know that there are many people out there listening to me, many, who have said, well, I'd like to take the vaccine, I think it's a good idea, but I'm waiting to get the FDA approval. I'll feel a lot better when they approve the vaccine. There have been 360 million of these vaccines, at least, administered. with no pattern at all or record at all, as the FDA now certifies, of some kind of illness or overreaction or anything negative. I do hope that some of the hysteria that has been going on, we're going to talk about a little bit about that with Heather McDonald, who wrote a terrific piece for the Manhattan Journal about this issue, and that there will be more unanimity now that the two remaining biggest obstacles to people getting vaccines, number one, the idea that it only had emergency approval from the FDA, from the Food and Drug Administration, now has full and complete approval, which has for years and years been considered the gold standard for certifying the safety of various drugs and treatments. And the other big obstacle that was finally overcome was Nick Rolovich, the football coach at Washington State University for the Cougars. Nick Rolovich decided, he's not going to give up his $3.2 million a year salary. He's going to go with getting a little poke, along with his players and other people throughout the Pac-12 and throughout the world of athletics to try to keep the players safe. He, after all, is a state employee. He teaches at a state school. And the idea that right now that state school is subject to a state mandate on getting the vaccine, they have only 80% of their football players or would-be football players who had been vaccinated so far. That number will go up with the joining of the football coach and with the decision by the FDA today. That it seems to me is very good news. There's more news. There's a big piece in Bloomberg about the growing practice, as they describe it, of acknowledging indigenous land ancestry is a positive change. But tribal stewardship must be the end goal. That's a piece by Wallace Cleaves and Charles Sepulveda in Bloomberg. And they write that it is almost certain that if you are living in the U.S. or in nearly any country with a history of colonization, you are living on land that settlers took by force from indigenous people. You may not have taken it yourself. You may have paid for it. But you are still receiving stolen property. We wish to acknowledge the land of all the indigenous peoples that have been taken from them, us, by theft, by forced treaty or sale, or by any other means. And the problem with all of this is they're correct that wherever you live, it's almost certain that somebody took the land from somebody else. And partially that's because in most places where you had indigenous populations, there was no organized land ownership. It was a concept that didn't really exist. And basically, the Indian tribes didn't buy and sell land from one another, but they sure took it from one another by force and in bloody conflict among the various tribes. For years and years and years, the Iroquois Federation fought the Algonquins, which is another group of Indian tribes, and the various tribes all over North America were brutal to one another, trying to steal land from one another. So do you want to go back to what? Whoever owned the land originally? The Aztecs. One of the reasons, and this is one of those things, there's so many things, clues to U.S. history. It's one of the reasons I appreciate doing the History Store, because it gives a chance for people to understand something. You ever wonder how it could be that literally less than 200 Spaniards and a few horses were able to conquer this huge Aztec civilization, which was very sophisticated, had built up spectacular architecture, did some gorgeous-looking art and shaping sculptures and bas-reliefs and everything. And the Aztecs were not primitive. They had some primitive practices like cutting out hearts and human sacrifices. But they were not primitive in terms of their civilization. Chetoplan, which later became known as Mexico City, was almost certainly the largest city in the world in 1500. Yeah, bigger than Paris or London, or Beijing, or anywhere. And, okay, so how were the Spaniards able to conquer this civilization with millions of men under arms, literally? Answer, because the Aztecs previously had conquered the Toltecs and the Olmecs, particularly the Toltecs. And they didn't like being conquered, and they didn't like being enslaved, and they immediately fought on the side of the Spaniards. And by the way, that was true for most of the interactions with so-called settler populations and some of the indigenous peoples. The indigenous peoples had other indigenous enemies. It was true in the East Coast in New England, when the Wampanoags and the Narragansetts had long-standing bitterness, as did the Mohegans, and these various tribes had fought against each other, and some of the tribes said, hey, let's go ahead and ally ourselves with the white people and we'll gain. That's why the Iroquois got weapons from that kind of alliance. But that doesn't stop things from adding this idea of a land acknowledgement. This is what one sounded like in April of this year, where you'll notice a Department of the Interior Zoom call included the employee's land acknowledgement and sharing of preferred pronouns. We will get to that in a few minutes. And to where they want to take this next, this process of land acknowledgement, because they say land acknowledgement is not enough. You need land stewardship. And what does that mean exactly? For people who love the idea of reparations of various kinds, you're going to love this. We will be right back. Your calls, welcome to on the MedVet Show, 1-800-955-1776.
The Michael MedVet Show.
That's really inappropriate.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is praising the FDA for issuing full approval of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. Speaking at the White House, Biden calling approval another key milestone in our fight against the virus. Biden also imploring companies to force their employees to get vaccinated.
Today I'm calling on more companies, in the private sector to step up with vaccine requirements that will reach millions more people. If you're a business leader, a nonprofit leader, a state or local leader who has been waiting for full FDA approval to require vaccinations, I call on you now to do that. Require it.
A spokesman for the Taliban is issuing a warning when it comes to the U.S. withdrawing troops from Afghanistan. The spokesman saying extending the deadline beyond August 31st would create mistrust between the terrorist group and the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Michael Medved show. I don't know exactly. I'm broadcasting at home from right now, and I actually kind of had the illusion that I owned this land that I'm broadcasting from because I own my home. And most Americans, by the way, live in a home that they own. The majority. It's something that we should be proud of as a country, and it's one of those ideas the great conservative leader Jack Kemp, may his memory continue to be a blessing, who was Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, had this idea that the best way to deal with poverty and some of the pathology that led people to be locked into poverty for generations and generations and generations was to have help people own their own homes, have their own little stake in the world. And to some extent, people looking at the difficulties that Native American populations have, somehow that doesn't seem to work with reservation land. A life on reservations, not great. I mean, sorry, it's not. There's every kind of pathology, particularly alcoholism and crime and unemployment and mental illness and drug addiction, and it's not a happy picture. And so this land acknowledgement is supposed to be a way of correcting that, is it? And I mentioned that bit about owning my own home, which I'm very proud of and very grateful to be able to do. I mentioned that here is because I guess that's the kind of land acknowledgement you'd want, but I don't know. I have no idea. I know the immediate prior owner of this property. Okay. The audio example of a land acknowledgement formally, this is a Department of Interior Zoom call. And the reason this is so significant is the Department of Interior is the department that is responsible for government-owned land throughout the country. I mean, it's for instance, the national park system. This also goes along with a suggestion that was made about give the national parks back to the tribe. So you can have as much fun visiting national parks as you do visiting Indian reservations. Stand by for wokeness. Here is the Department of the Interior Zoom call land acknowledgement. Listen.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Laura Daniel Davis, and I recognize that I live and work within the ancestral lands of the Anacostians in the Anacostia and Potomac River watersheds. I acknowledge the place-based knowledge of these peoples, and I'm grateful for their ancestral and current stewardship of these lands. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm the Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary for Land and Minerals Management here at the Department of the Interior.
Good morning. I'm Anita Culver, the Deputy Director of Policy and Programs at the Bureau of Land Management. My pronouns are she and her, and I recognize that I live and work within the ancestral lands of the Cheyenne and Ute people. I acknowledge the place-based knowledge of these people, and I'm grateful for their ancestral and current stewardship of these lands.
Thank you so much, Nana. My name is Amanda Lefton. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm the director of the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management. I recognize that I live and work within the ancestral lands of the Haudenosaunee and Mohican peoples. I acknowledge the place-based knowledge of these peoples, and I'm grateful for their ancestral and current stewardship of these lands. Next slide, please.
It's not part of the acknowledgement. I think about this for a moment. Imagine that this government department, people said my pronouns are he and him, and I want to acknowledge my creator, Almighty God, who revealed his word in the Holy Bible, and I believe it's appropriate that we begin with thankfulness to him. And can you imagine? Yeah, or if you want to say, I also want to thank our greatest of founding fathers, and John Winthrop, who in founding the colony of Massachusetts and New England, and his famous speech on Arabella, said we should be as a city on a hill, and to thank Benjamin Franklin and George Washington and John Adams and Thomas Jefferson. There would be an explosion of opposition. It would be controversial. But there is no opposition to this, or to the idea of the Department of the Interior, which owns several million miles, square miles, of national park and national monument land. And yes, national monuments are also the Department of the Interior. It's the only the national forests that are Department of, of Agriculture. But this entire idea of acknowledging land that was there long ago. Should people in California acknowledge the Mexican people who first settled the land, who were not Mexican people, originally Indian people? They were not indigenous. They came from Spain, hate to mention, at least the people who owned and led the development and the building of cities. Let's go to John in Lacey, not on the question of land acknowledgement, but he wants to speak up in behalf, I understand, of the Proud Boys. John, you're on the MedVet Show.
I'm Mike, not a fan. I think you're actually a big asset to the left when you come out with a statement like, whether the Proud Boys, how does that help anything? Well, let me tell you, Mike. The Proud Boys, whatever you think of them, are opposition to Antifa. There has to be opposition to Antifa because Antifa seems to be coddled and perhaps promoted by our local governments. Would you have, what would you have Antifa do? Want to run around unopposed?
It, wouldn't it be more appropriate for Antifa to be opposed by law enforcement?
No, because the law enforcement is constricted by these idiots we have in power. They're obviously allowed to run around riot. And you have a problem with people coming in and
no, where do you see a situation where Antifa comes around? Most of their rioting has to do with fighting with the Proud Boys. If they didn't have anybody to fight against, what was Antifa planning to do? What was Antifa planning to do this last weekend other than to respond, get more publicity and more sympathy by responding to the Proud Boys?
Where were the Proud Boys during this last year, Michael? In Portland or Seattle? It's only been recently. Otherwise, Antifa has been running without opposition. And now you're opposed.
Okay, again, when you talk about Antifa running without opposition, there were a lot of demonstrations that were not involved with Antifa, that were involved with Black Lives Matter, and that did not have the proper response from law enforcement, at least in terms of protecting private property. But I don't see that Proud Boys or people trying to take the matter into their own hands accomplished anything except making the situation worse. Where do you see the Proud Boys standing up and actually protecting private property or government institutions? Or do you think those government institutions don't deserve protection? If you want to answer that, John, hang on. We'll get back to you in just a second. We'll be right back.
Your daily dose of debate. It's the Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Will socialism or free markets decide the future of our state of Washington? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but they cannot do it alone. Join WPC Friday, October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency for their Western Washington annual dinner event and support market-based reforms for our state. The internationally acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and the free market champion John Mackey will deliver the keynote address. In addition to being among the world's most successful business leaders, Mackey launched Conscious Capitalism, a vigorous defense of private enterprise and its power to do good. Mackey warns we cannot surrender future generations to the trickle-up poverty of socialism. Help promote the positive power of markets. Washington Policy Center's annual dinners have become among the nation's biggest events of their kind. Get tickets and information at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day. which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Michael Medved Show. I began the show today by talking, sadly, frankly, about the dueling riots that seemed to occur yesterday in Portland. On behalf of what they call political prisoners, led by the Proud Boys. The political prisoners they have in mind are people who have been arrested and are being held because of their role in attacking the Capitol building of the United States of America and interfering with a federal election. And the other riot involving Antifa, and of course people were throwing things and not just insults and at one another. And John thinks it's appropriate for Proud Boys, and I don't want to misstate him. I want him to make his own statement. But, John, what is it exactly you think that, for instance, the Proud Boys accomplished yesterday in Portland, Oregon?
Well, Michael, as I said, you have to have opposition to these things that are happening. I actually, at this point, I welcome almost any kind of opposition because we don't see it. The police are constrained. They allow Antifa. They also allow Black Lives Matter to run about pretty much unopposed. And when they allow that, these people are bullies. And so they must be opposed. And so Proud Boys or whatever opposition can get in there.
I was asking you about a very specific occasion. The Proud Boys were not responding to Antifa yesterday. They were deliberately, they announced it. They were trying to express solidarity with political prisoners to those people who had attacked the Capitol building on January 6th. By the way, do you think that the people who did that...
Is that illegal, Mike? Is that illegal?
To attack the Capitol building? Yes, it is!
No, to support people. You say they attacked the Capitol building. You're buying in, as you always do, to the narrative.
Okay, what were they attacking?
The left.
What were they attacking? What was it that they were attacking?
They were just saying that let's take a look. We support these people. We think we've been fed a bunch of lies. What they did at the Capitol, as everybody with any kind of brains knows, was blown way out of proportion. Has been used by the left.
Okay, they broke windows and John, let me ask you this. Were there or were there not 140 police officers who were hospitalized because of the assault on the Capitol building?
Yeah, who was the only person killed at that building?
Okay, not the only person killed at that building, and you're going to say Ashley Babbitt, and you're going to say she's some kind of hero. I'm asking you, you said should it be illegal for them to attack the Capitol building
Babbitt
and to fight with police
villain?
Officers? What's that?
You think Ashley Babbitt is some kind of villain?
I think somebody who is standing and confronting police officers and trying through force to break into the chamber of the House of Representatives in the Capitol building where there are members of the House who are still in there. Yes, I think someone like that is unfortunately someone who is in the midst of profoundly and dangerously breaking the law.
Let me give it a chance. And so you don't think that this whole thing is being used to demonize the opposition by the left. See, this is why you're such an asset to the left. You just
okay.
buy into their narratives.
Okay, so what's the true narrative? Tell me this. The people who came in and defecated on the floor, and there were people who did that, and who smashed windows, and who tried to crash into the Capitol building, battled police officers, injured 140 of them, and then, of course, as you know, people did die days afterward. What was it that they had in mind?
Have we seen all the videotape that they've taken of that? And is there a reason why we haven't seen all that videotape?
There were hours and hours of the video shown. And if there is any other video that exists that somebody else took, of course they would bring it out because you get money for it. There's no hidden video. What do you think the hidden video showed?
Have you personally seen? I'm gonna question you on this. Have you actually seen video of people defecating on the floor?
I have not seen that video. No, but again, I don't believe that this stuff is faked. Yes, I did. That is widely reported from people who are eyewitnesses and from law enforcement. I don't distrust the police officers who risked lives and injury and broken bones and gouged out eyes and all kinds of serious problems because they were attacked by the people marching on the Capitol on January 6th. You can't try to say to people that people were being constructive with their invasion of the Capitol building, can you?
You just said you were propagating this statement that people defecated on the floor, and then you admitted...
Okay, that's not the worst thing they did. The worst thing they did they or did they not? That's what I asked you. Did they or did they not put 140 police officers in the hospital?
How do you know they did the other?
How do I know that they did the other? Because it was reported by... reporters of every stripe, including Fox News, and it was reported by the law enforcement and the people who were there. And you can see some of the destruction of property and the smashing of desks and overturning of desks and going into people's offices. And by the way, people chanting, hang Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence. I don't think that's appropriate behavior. I don't think it's patriotic behavior.
Them saying hang Mike Pence?
What's that?
Have you seen video of them saying
yes.
hang Mike Pence?
Absolutely yes. I have. They showed it in during the impeachment, in fact. I mean, you know, again, there are people to deny this, to deny that there was... Do you think people just marched in and they were peaceful and respectful?
I saw a lot of video that seemed to indicate that, yeah. I haven't seen this video of them crapping on the floor like you.
Okay, it's because you have not watched. I've watched hours of the video that has been released. And by the way, any video to the contrary... It doesn't really exist. Now, look, do I believe that all of these people were fascists and neo-Nazis and Ku Kluxers? No, of course not. I know that. There are some good and well-intentioned people who were caught up in the crowd. But the people who led the crowd were violent, they were destructive, and they were basically trying to challenge our entire legal system. And to suggest that they were... Do you think that they're political prisoners right now, people who smashed property, federal property, and attacked a Capitol building?
Who actually did burn down things. Were any fires set in the Capitol building? Were any graffiti scrawled on the paintings in there?
Not on the paintings, but there was graffiti that was scrawled. Yes, you can see it. I mean, the point is, you're so obsessed with this. Why do you not acknowledge that there were a bunch of creepy, awful people who believed insane things and actually injured police officers? Don't you stand for law enforcement? Don't you believe that people in law enforcement put their lives on the line for you and for me every single day?
Let me explain it to you. First of all, these people, even if they were out of line, what they did pales into insignificance of what Antifa and...
I'm sorry, that's whataboutism. And if at any time I believe that all of those people who destroy property should be arrested, should face the consequences of their actions, and it's unconscionable, they smash windows and they scribble graffiti. I hate graffiti. I hate that form of lawbreaking. But that's whataboutism. The point is, this was a very well-organized, prepared attempt to climb over fences and to go into the Capitol building and to seek out the office of Nancy Pelosi, which people have admitted they've done. And by the way, there are tons of people who've pleaded guilty already to all of this. This is not some kind of fraud. It's not some kind of hoax. It really happened. And to say that there are bad guys on the left is absolutely true. And are the bad guys on the left more numerous? Probably. But having said that, if you go back to Charlottesville, the Charlottesville riots where somebody died, innocent person, that was started by the right in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.